This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts today on the final combat brigades leaving Iraq as our mission in that country changes significantly here in the coming days. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, Greg, thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, you were one of the first members of Congress I spoke with when the war in Iraq began, and obviously now we're heading towards a new critical phase where our combat role is diminished and Iraqi security forces are supposed to step up. We'll talk in a moment about what you think about the Iraqi security forces, but first of all, given where we were about 2 or 3 years ago and the president kind of bucking the Washington trend to go with the surge, the counterinsurgency strategy, what do you believe is most responsible for us being in this position today?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit to our troops, and I am very grateful. I represent Fort Jackson, Parris Island Marine Corps Air Station, Beaufort Naval Hospital. I know that our troops have made such a difference. And a reason they made a difference is that we have extraordinary leadership, and I am a person who greatly appreciates the service of General David Petraeus, and then General Ray Arniono serving in Baghdad itself. And these are great military leaders. Through the surge, we know they produce success.
Congressman, can these troops and service members come home saying that they've won?
I believe they have won. I believe I would call it victory because a civil society has been created. There's been a 95% reduction in violence. The American people should be so grateful for the courage and service of our military. With me, it's very personal. My two oldest sons served in Iraq, and so I know how proud the people who have served in Iraq are for their great service.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, and yes, your family has definitely made major commitments to this war on terrorism. And, sir, as we mentioned before, the combat troops are leaving, and that means the onus is now on the Iraqi security forces. How confident are you that they can do the job?
Well, I've had the opportunity over the years to see the Iraqi National Police, the Army, develop with training, with equipment, sophistication. The surge was so crucial, Greg. What happened is that by having joint security stations in very high terrorist areas, particularly of Baghdad, the people of Iraq understood to give human intelligence, and that has broken the back of al-Qaeda, of the terrorist networks. But this, there still will always be, sadly, a level of instability because this is where the Sunni, Shiite, Kurdish divide has occurs, and it's very sad that there will be a level of violence, but we truly have come, I believe, a long way to depose the totalitarian dictator, Saddam Hussein, to provide for an ability of democratic elections, and in even the inability to form a full government indicates that people do have a voice in their government.
Right now, the numbers show that we're going to have about 50,000 troops left in Iraq once this drawdown is complete. What will be their main job?
They will complete the service of training the Iraqi army and police units. They will provide, I believe, the logistics, providing the ability for the people of Iraq to defend themselves.
Congressman, of course, you mentioned democratic elections, and one of the big sticking points in Iraq right now has been the inability, really, ever since this election for prime minister, to form a new government. It's been going on for months now. What are you hearing about when that's likely to be resolved and how it will be resolved?
Well, as we know here in the United States, after two centuries of putting together a democracy, things are not always smooth, and that's because people really have a voice, and so it's not as orderly as a dictatorship, but I'm confident that they will form a government. It will be a government which will, by necessity, include all different factions and sects of people within the country.
Congressman, in terms of the lessons from Iraq for Afghanistan, obviously a whole lot of work left to be done there, and the coming months could be extremely significant for how that whole theater of operations turns out. are there a lot of applicable lessons, or is it a whole new set of circumstances?
There are significant differences, but there is a lesson, and that is having proper troop strength. And from the times I've been to Afghanistan 10 times, and I had been advised over the years and brought the message back that we needed additional troops. And now with General Petraeus actually serving in Kabul, he has added the troops. This month we will have, I believe, the sufficient troop strength. And I'm very grateful that President Obama did agree to the surge in Afghanistan. That's been the key to success in Iraq, and I believe the surge in Afghanistan will be equally successful of creating a civil society. But it'll be very difficult. The country of Afghanistan is one of the third poorest on earth. It doesn't have the resources. It doesn't have the infrastructure. It does not have the level of education that Iraq has had. So it will take time, but it's so important because this is where Al-Qaeda organized. This is where Osama bin Laden had his training camps to attack the United States. And so we've learned a lesson, and that is that we must be ever vigilant fighting transnational terrorists.
Congressman, in terms of the Iraqi situation now, what would be the circumstances, and I guess negative circumstances, required to bring back any sort of combat presence in Iraq, and do you fear that on any level that that will be necessary?
Well, I'm very much a supporter of conditions-based, and so whatever the conditions are, we need to be prepared. The American military should be so proud, our coalition partners should be so proud that we have truly prepared the people of Iraq to govern themselves. But I do want to point out, because of the Sunni-Shiite-Kurdish divide, there will sadly always be a level of violence, but it's been reduced 95%. So that I just see tremendous signs of progress and success.
As you mentioned, Congressman, there's that three-way cultural divide that persists in Iraq, and the dominant force, or at least the majority force there, is Shiite. And of course, with Iran next door, a major Shiite power, there's been allegations of Iran meddling far beyond what it ought to be in the government, with our military, and so forth. How worried are you about its influence going forward?
That should always be a concern. We should be vigilant, but also the people of Iraq are vigilant. While they may both be Shia in Iran and a Shia majority in Iraq, there is also a ethnic divide in that the people of Iraq are Arab and the people of Iran are Persian. And so even with the same religion, there is a difference between the countries, to the point where the people of Iraq, now that they see that they do have a chance of having a federated republic, that they can have their own country, and it would be one not under the undue influence of Tehran.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up, but as you said at the outset, great credit and great thanks to our servicemen and women over the past 7+ years for what they've done in Iraq. And, of course, the mission's not over yet, but it changes in a major way. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
I've been to Iraq 11 times, and each time I'm so impressed. We have the new greatest generation. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Joe Wilson represents South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services and the House Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.